It was another very good year going into the ledger books for the TSP, positive all around and in some ways very positive, starting with our G fund, the Never Has a Bad Day G fund, up 2.81%, which for a no-risk investment in times like this with very low interest rates is quite good. Our F fund, the fixed income fund, investment-grade corporate bonds and government bonds, 6.71%.
Also very nice.
Also very nice, that's right. Now we get into the three stock funds, the common stock fund, C fund, our S&P 500 index up 15.06, the what we call the S fund, small cap, actually small and medium cap, up 29.06%.
There you have the ding, ding, ding. That one won the prize out of all the funds.
That's right. That's an eye-opener.
I mean, almost 30%. That's, yeah. I mean, good, bad, whatever times, that's a nice number.
That's right. And remember, that almost 30% this year follows on a return in 2009 for the S fund of 34.85 last year. So you're looking at 65% growth in that in just the last 2 years. Yeah. Now, of course, it does follow on the 2008 recession numbers of negative 38.32, which were quite a shock at the time. But it just shows that, you know, over time, these things do tend to come back and get back into a groove and start to work again.
And one more stock fund that you have, the international, all the international stocks.
That's right, and that's up 7.94.
Which is also pretty, I mean, there have been some months that the international, I mean, we had Ireland and Greece and Spain and all, there have been some months that the international fund has had a little bumpy months, but almost 8%, not bad.
That's right, absolutely. No, and looking back, I just pulled these numbers out of out of our website here, and the way I pulled them out, it was 6 years worth of returns.
Wow.
And I'm looking at five of those 6 years were quite good, positive returns in all five of those funds. And then there was 2008, as they say. Let's see. Then we move on after our individual stock funds to the L funds.
The wonderful L funds where you get to set it and forget it.
That's right, exactly. And this, I think, was a good year to set it and forget it and just let it ride. For our L income fund, this is for folks who are close to or in the process of withdrawing their retirement funds. They don't want to be too exposed to
And it's always important, I always like to note this, that it's not necessarily when you retire, because it's when you're withdrawing that, because many people retire from federal government and they go on to another job. So that may not be the time you withdraw the money. It's when you actually stop working.
Absolutely right. That's a very important thing to keep in mind. And whether or not you stop working or not, even, let's think about it this way. Some people are qualifying for their defined benefit payout as well as their Social Security payout. So they may not need the TSP at this point. So they can just let it ride as well. So it's a benefit that has many different ways of being played by whoever is holding the hand.
Yeah.
You get to choose how you want to play it.
Yep.
So
the L income fund, it did had a pretty good year, almost 6%.
That's right, 5.74, followed by 5.65 in the 2010, 10.59 in 2020, 12.48 in 2030, and 13.89 in the 2040 fund. And if you visualize that, it's just a step up exactly the way it should be. If you're willing to take on more risk over a longer period of time, you get a better return. And that's exactly the way they were designed and exactly the way they performed this year.
And we were talking about 2008, the longer term, which have more risk in them, the 2040 suffered more losses in 2008 than did, say, the 2010, because there's more stocks in there. It's higher risk.
That's exactly right. Yes, you've got more stocks in there, and there is higher risk. But in each of these cases, what you're doing is looking at a potential different scenario and trying to get the right allocation.
Yeah.
For that age that you're at, and stay on what those investment advisors like to call the efficient frontier.
And that was a sort of awful thing that happened to a lot of people, was they still were in very risk, even though they needed the money short term, and just all sorts of course, horrible stories.
That's right. And that's one of the things that Congress looked hard at, and then the Department of Labor also took it up and has recently issued regulations on the design of these types of plans so that they are on a what they call a glide path that gives you allocations in the correct area. Now, different companies are going to provide different products in there and different glide paths, but they shouldn't be so far off that people who are in an income fund can lose 40% of their retirement just before they're ready to step out the door.
So those are the numbers for the year. Let's quickly go through the numbers for the month of December, which were more hit and miss.
That's right. Yeah, let's see. Starting again with the G fund. G fund is in the months of December up 0.2. F fund off 0.1, 0.05. The C fund was up 6.68. S fund up 7.38. And I fund up 8.12, which is a great month in any book.
Yeah.
And then our L income fund came in at 1.49. Same as the 2010 right now. That's also at 1.49. We'll be launching the 2050 fund at the end of this month. So
I want to talk to you about that in just a second soon as we go through these numbers.
Sure. And 2020 at 4.08. 2030, 4.96, and 2040 at 5.67.
And again, we have all these numbers right there on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider. Next week, can we talk a little bit about the new, the 2050 fund, and whether, because I know I've seen a lot of people posting and saying, hold on, do I need to do something? How does all this work? And so now that 2010 is actually going away, because this will be the last time we talk about the L2010, right?
That's right, yes.
So next week, next Monday, let's talk a little bit about the L2050 and what it means to folks.
Great idea.
It's Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. They are the folks that run your TSP. And Tom, as always, give the website.
www.tsp.com.